What it do? Oh, one of these days I'm gonna stop opening like that, I promise. No, let me not make a promise that I can't keep. I've got to find another intro though. What it do, peeps? I hope you had an amazing Thursday. It is TGIF. It is Friendly Friday. It's also a new moon as well, so the new pink Libra moon, I think. Yeah, it's many layers to me. You'll find out. But we're not going to podcast my regular way today. I have a story to tell. It's going to be a bunch of dopeness. It's quite heartwarming as well. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy. It is Coffee with Queen. What it do, peeps? Let's make it do what it do. I think that my faith in humanity is being restored, and I give it all to the universe. Because what I've been going through has been nothing but a journey. It's been enlightening, empowering, and entertaining. I promise. Like, for instance, today of all days, it was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Me and my daughters went for ice cream. We went to the park. We just went to explore the new community that we live in to absorb some of the dopeness. For a long time, I haven't been trusting. I don't take to people well. However, my car broke down today. It did. At the stoplight. And what's crazy is I just left the dealership about 2 weeks ago getting my ignition switch looked at, and there were no issues. However, the car stopped. I know no one where I am. I moved to a new state for a better atmosphere and for a better environment, chance, etc. for my children. My car was stalled at the light. First, a fella pulls up. You need a jump. And he said it was so much. I don't care if these people are honking at me. I'm going to see if you need some help. And I felt every bit of it. I said yes. Mind you, I'm facing it in one way of traffic that he would have to go out of his way to go around and turn around, which he did and came back and attempted to get my vehicle to start. I don't know why my vehicle didn't start. I don't know why it even decided to stall. Another lady pulled up in a van. She stopped and she said, "Do you need any help?" I said yes, even though I was getting assistance from this fella, something in my soul still told me to tell her yes, and I'm glad that I did. I love the area that I'm in because not only did this fella stop, this young lady stop, well, this fella's stepfather came down as well. So mind you, I have almost an entire lane of people working on my car. Tell me humanity isn't great. But listen, it still didn't start. I don't think that this is mechanical. I think it's something, it's mechanical, but it also has something to do with the journey that I'm on and me and my state of mind and etc. So my car wouldn't start. This young lady that waited for me helped me. And the fella, I'm doing the light work. I'm sitting in the driver's seat, turning the wheel. Move my car to a safe location. It didn't need any gas. I just don't know why it didn't start. She's still waiting for me. The fella and stepfather had left by now, but she's still waiting for me to figure out what move I'm going to make. I have my daughters with me. I don't have anyone to call. I'm in a brand new state. She picks me up. not literally, but offer me a ride, my daughters and I, to her stepfather's house, who works on vehicles. The only reason we're going there is because he's not off of work yet. She see I'm emotional, but I'm trying to keep it strong for my daughters. We kiki, ha ha. But she know that I can use the comfort. I don't know why. Once again, I am not trusting of people, and I have my daughters with me. I was protected by something way more powerful than human nature. But we went. Her father came down and looked at my car, and come to find out it's something simple. This lady gave me a ride home with my daughters. She spent half of her day with me to make sure that I was okay. And in doing so, we talked, and I learned that she's a mother as well. She has 5 children. And a set of twins is that. A set of twins at that. I got to spend my day with Superwoman. And I'm appreciative. And I thank her for restoring my faith in humanity, in society. I spoke about it on another episode. We have to come together collectively for change, and change for the better. Ooh, wait, hold up. I spoke about it on another episode as well. Mental illness. She didn't know that I could potentially break down at any moment, but she was just courteous, kind, receptive in her ways. And I appreciate it. My faith has been restored in humanity. But it's something that we all can do. Take a moment out of your day. If you see somebody that could use some help, extend a hand. You don't have to spend your entire day or even half of your day. But if there's something within your being that you can do, do it. Nah, word to Big Bird, I know how I got here today. I put a lot of miles on my vehicle, taking it back and forth to VA. Remember, I just up and ran away. Not so much I ran away. I just upped and moved away. Go back and listen to a few of my episodes. Follow me here. You'll put yourself on this journey with me. But long story short, it was a sign from the universe that everything is going to be okay. And you're probably looking at me like, what, girl, your car broke down. I know. But it's nothing big, something that can be fixed quickly. But in the midst of it all, I understand that there are people out there like me on the same mission that I am, to restore the positiveness in society, to restore faith in humanity. There are people out there that exist that want to do good. I tried with everything in me to provide some type of monetary compensation for this hero in my eyes today, but she would not accept it. Everything she did today was out of the pureness of her heart, the kindness of her soul, something that we can all provide. I am forever grateful for my downfall today. And I'm going to say it again. I keep sending you guys back to my other episodes. I don't know if you just found my podcast today. If you did, subscribe. But go back and read my episode on perspectives. I keep saying read. Listen to my episode on perspectives. No, seriously. It's all about how you view things. And I don't view today as a darkness or something traumatic. I look at it as a confirmation that we may be headed towards greater days if we all decide to participate. I love it. How's your coffee today? I am over here geeked though, seriously, before I exit. The universe has a sense of humor. Do you recall Travel With Me Down Memory Lane? Yeah, the last episode. The analogy I use was of a broken down vehicle. And what did I receive today? Yeah, the universe. Seriously, be kind to one another. We all have the power to change things. Be nice. If you don't have anything to provide but a smile, wear it beautifully. If you're new to the podcast, subscribe. I would love to have another cup of coffee with you. It is Friday. It is TGIF. Make it do what it do. Until next time, holla at your girl.